I'll start. This is dictating on Jose Figueredo. That is Jose, J-O-S-E. Figueredo, F-I-G-U-E-I-R-E-D-O. That is F-I-G-U-E-I-R-E-D-O. Jose is J-O-S-E. Date of birth, 6/29/62. Date of visit, 3/6/25. Please make copy 4. Copy for Matthew Zott. Matthew, M-A-T-H-E-W. Zott is Z-O-G-H-T. Matthew Zott, M-D. Z-O-G-H-T. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is right lung nodule. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 62-year-old male who has a history of hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux, previous TIA, nephrolithiasis, and history for a CVA. Has a long-standing history of smoking for over 20 years. The patient was sent for a chest CT on 11/19/24, which showed a 1.4 centimeter nodule in the right upper lobe with mild apical scarring. And this was changed from a previous CT report, which showed the nodule to be 0.7 centimeter. There were no other infiltrates. The patient was then sent for a PET CT. Then on 12/26/24, and it showed a 1.1 centimeter posterior right upper lobe lung nodule, which was unchanged from the prior exam, with minimal background uptake with a SUV of 1. And there was no evidence of lymphadenopathy, period. There was a 2 centimeter nodular enlargement of the inferior left thyroid lobe without uptake, period. The patient has no cough, but has shortness of breath with exertion, and he has had some hoarseness, did have a prior history for a vocal cord polyp. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history has included history for hyperlipidemia and history for TIA and a mild CVA with loss of vision. He also has had colon polyps, and he has history for gastroesophageal reflux and renal cysts and kidney stones, as well as arthritis. He had a surgery on his left elbow following trauma, and had vocal cord polyps resected. denies previous history of pneumonia or asthma. Next, habits the patient smoked 1.5 pack per day for 25 years. Alcohol use moderate, regular. Is presently retired, previously owned a grocery store. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next, family history, father died of old age, mother died of colon cancer. Next paragraph, system review, the patient has no fatigue or weight loss. He has shortness of breath and mild wheezing. He has no abdominal pains but has reflux symptoms. No diarrhea, constipation, no chest or jaw pain, no he does have palpitations and has anxiety attacks. He has no urinary burning or frequency but had hematuria and has dizzy attacks. He has no easy bruising or enlarged glands. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. Denies seizures, headaches, or numbness of the extremities. And he has some memory loss and also has some skin rash with itching. Next, medalist included Crestor Famulgams Daily. Next, physical exam. This averagely built middle-aged white male was alert, no acute distress. There was no pallorectal sign. There was a clubbing of peripheral edema. His blood pressure was 130 by 80. Pulse 72. His patients are 14, temperature 976. Weight is 182. Saturation 98. HEND are non-phallic. Pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist. Throat is clear. He has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with essentially clear lung fields. Heart, the answers were regular, so an S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes 1+ with no gross motor absence. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one is right up above lung nodule. Etiology undetermined. And number two is possible underlying mild COPD. Number three, history of hyperlipidemia. Number four, history of TIA. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study, and he will get a follow-up chest CT since his PET CT was done in December. If there is any change in the size of this nodule, consideration will be given for biopsy of the nodule. And if it remains stable, we could possibly follow on it. Follow up on it with a CT chest in 3 to 4 months. I'll make an addendum after his next visit in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Matthew Zott, MD, ZOGHT, MD. Okay.